White, Edson. White, Emma. Loma Linda, California, April 20th, 1910. Dear children Edson and Emma White, I am again at Loma Linda. The trip has been taken to Paradise Valley and San Diego. We were pleased to see the improvements made at the Paradise Valley Sanitarium. The sanitarium was full of patients. The room I occupied was engaged by a lady, so we took our departure some days earlier than had been planned, as we had to make a change to give the lady her engaged room. It was planned that I should stop in Los Angeles on my way back here to speak in a large hall they would hire, but we decided to come by a different route. We were surprised to see the car filled with ministers and their wives. This was enjoyable, and we came direct, with the exception of two changes. We were much pleased with this route. When making one of the changes, we were surprised to meet Elder Parsons, who had been holding meetings in Santa Ana. He says 30 have been converted there. He helped us in changing our baggage from one train to the other. I was very glad to hear him bear such an encouraging testimony regarding his health. He says he is in perfect health. I hope to rest now and keep free from burdens until the important meeting is held here at Loma Loma. A good, sizable meeting house is nearly completed and will, we think, accommodate the people who attend the meeting. We expect a large gathering. I wish you could be here. We should be glad to see you and wish you were where we could see you and enjoy your company. We hope that Emma and you, Edson, will be free from disease and that Emma may enjoy the rooms prepared for her. Elder Andros has a feeble wife, although her health is improving. He has had a room made for her, the sides of which are glass, and in this room she spends most of her time and enjoys it. She has a tendency to consumption. They have two noble sons whom they are giving the best advantages to become ministers. I liked their appearance very much. They are devoted to their mother, and the whole family is bound together in proper and agreeable bonds of affection. Elder Andros proposes to help me in the place of Willie when it is possible. He has agreed with Willie to have the care that is necessary in looking after me and attending the meetings, helping me when it is possible. I suppose we will return home after the meeting here. At times I become very weary, but when able to stand upon my feet, I am strong under the inspiration of the Spirit of God. I feel no weariness, but feel stimulated by the Holy Spirit of God. The words which to the unrenewed heart appear a barren waste, to the renewed understanding and the converted soul become the garden of God through the ministration of His Holy Spirit. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Ephesians 3, verse 17 to 19. We must simply trust in God. Miss what you may in human advantages, but stand through faith in God, who offers complete pardon. The promise is, seek and ye shall find. Matthew 7, verse 7. Believe in God fully. May the heart believe and receive and rejoice. Jesus spake as never man spake. He is the light that lighteth every man that cometh into the world. The heart that is surrendered to God loves the truth of God's word. The unrenewed, carnal mind finds no pleasure in dwelling upon the rich promises of the word, but I am to tell you to draw daily from the living word. Be of good courage, Edson and Emma, and trust in the living word.